Last week I broke one of my rules in church because I don't talk about two things from this platform or pretty much ever. One is football and two is politics. But it would be a bit hard this week not to talk about politics because this week people had an opportunity to go and vote, and for lots of people that were going with the specific concept to vote for change, to go and make their mark, to put that X in a box because they wanted to see change. Change in our communities, in our society, in our government, change in our world potentially. And when you think about that, and think about the opportunity to go and put that X in that box, for your vote to be counted, and then ultimately an outcome to come, whether some people linked it and some people didn't, that doesn't matter. But everybody's focus this week was on change promises and manifestos that had been produced. Ultimately to say, if you give me your vote, I promise that I'm going to do X, Y, and Z. I promise that I'm going to change this and I'm going to change that. And I don't know if you spent a long time reading through any of these things or if you just skimmed them. But it was there for everybody to see and everybody to make a choice. I want to ask you a question this morning. If there was one thing in your life right now that you could change, what would it be? There's one thing right now that you could change and that you had control over and that you were able to make happen, what would it be? But I want you to keep this thought in your mind as we look at the life of Zacchaeus and as we open God's word in a wee second. What if I told you that changing one thing would change everything? I want you to think about that as we look this morning at Luke chapter 19. Because in order to see a change today, we have to take action and do something. And what we're going to do this morning is we're going to pick up God's word and we're going to go to Luke chapter 19. And we're going to see what it says in here. The wee videos are brilliant, but let's look to see what God's word says. And as we read this, I want you to have in your mind, if you want to stay the same, don't move. Right? If you want to stay the same, don't move. Luke 19 verse 1 says, Jesus entered Jericho and made his way through the town. And there was a man there named Zacchaeus. He was one of the most influential Jews in the Roman tax collecting business, and he had become very rich. He tried to get a look at Jesus, but he was too short to see over the crowds. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore tree beside the road so that he could watch from there. When Jesus came by, he looked up at Zacchaeus and called him by name. Zacchaeus, he said, come down quickly, for I must be a guest in your home today. Zacchaeus quickly climbed down and took Jesus to his house in great excitement and joy. But the crowds were displeased. He's gone to the house of a notorious sinner, they grumbled. Meanwhile, Zacchaeus stood there and said to the Lord, I will give half my wealth to the poor, Lord, and if I've overcharged people in their taxes, I'll give them back four times as much. Jesus responded, salvation has come to this home today, for this man has shown himself to be a son of Abraham, and I, the Son of Man, have come to seek and save those like him who are lost. For those of you who have been in church for a while, you've probably heard this story at Sunday school at some point. The wee man that couldn't see past the crowd that had to climb the tree. And we don't want to leave it there. Because I think there's some really valuable lessons that we're going to see this morning, both from the crowd. We've been thinking over the past few weeks about the crowd and the impact and influence of a crowd. But we're also going to see the determination that Zacchaeus had in order to see change. And what was it that potentially had got him to that point? The last couple of weeks we've been thinking about being together in the storm. We've been thinking about being together with passion and purpose. Coming and telling people about the hope that we have in Jesus. But the thought I had today, when we look at Zacchaeus' experience, is sometimes we kind of see Jesus because of the crowd. That was his experience. Zacchaeus had heard that Jesus was coming to town that day. And when he approached to go and see him, the crowd wouldn't let him past. Tells us he was short. Tells us he couldn't see. But it also tells us his reputation. The kind of guy that Zacchaeus, he's not the guy that people were going to invite out one night. Do you want to come round, Zacchaeus? He wasn't the guy that people wanted to spend time with. In some ways, Zacchaeus had totally betrayed them. He'd stolen from them. And here he is at the back of the crowd, and he can't see. And to be fair, the crowd are going, I envisage it a bit like the wee boy in the video. You're not coming through. We already know what they think about him when we hear the response to Jesus, when Jesus eventually says, I'm coming to your house. They're saying, he's a sinner. Why would Jesus spend time with somebody like that? And it got me thinking about that crowd that day. And this crowd today, a bit like we were talking about last week, we are either going to influence people towards Jesus and bring them through the crowd to meet Jesus, or we're going to keep them at the back because we don't think they're good enough, or we think they've messed up too much, or we've prejudged them before they've even got through the door. Is that how it's meant to be? No chance. But that's how it was on this day. We can influence people towards Jesus, or we can create a distance. And I want to make sure that at every opportunity we are bringing people towards Jesus every time, and we don't have the same attitude as this crowd. We don't have that same judgmental heart that can come through. It's horrible to see. We almost see ourselves greater than everybody else. More important than that wee Zacchaeus. Because he's a waster. He's a rotter. Keep him away. Let's never, ever, ever be guilty of doing that because of the way we judge. Crowds are powerful, as we've seen over the past few weeks. And they can change your direction on where you're going because you're influenced by them. And that happens even in church. But the thought I have today, like Zacchaeus, are you ready to climb above it? Are you ready to climb above it? Zacchaeus had some options that day. First one was to gee up and get him. That's where he could have went. I can't get through, I can't see, there's no point, I'm going. That was one of his options. Or the other option was a wee bit different. We thought about last week the determination of the four friends to get their pal to Jesus, digging a hole in the roof. Zacchaeus climbed a tree. Now, I don't know what that would have looked like. Anybody in here ever tried to climb a tree recently? I'm not talking about when you were away. I'm talking about like in the past week. I was on CY a couple of weeks ago, and I decided I was going to climb the height of the play park at Cumbernauld Primary School. And it took me a while, and I got stuck, but I didn't tell them I'd get stuck. I just made it look like I was pausing, reflecting on the view, But I was panicking because I thought, I can't get down. And I'm struggling to get up onto the platform. And once I got up onto the platform, I had another issue. How was I going to get down? And the only way to get down was by a slide that takes you down at 100 miles an hour. It wasn't very dignified. But I'm not a climber. I don't know if Zacchaeus was a climber, but he was determined to get the best view that day, no matter what the crowd was saying to him. No matter what the crowd thought of him. He went ahead, he got up that tree and he waited. And whether that day he thought he was going to meet Jesus or whether he was just going to catch a glimpse of him, I don't know what was going on. But something had brought Zacchaeus to this point. Something had got him to move out of, I would imagine, quite a comfortable lifestyle. It tells us that he was loaded because of the way that he had fiddled the books. What was it that got him from that house that day to that tree? Was it a dissatisfaction? Was it